Good morning. My name is Scott Shera, and I am Grace's dad. Grace's hospital murder woke me up to an agenda, and I've become a full-time advocate and researcher as a result. Today, I want to hit the high points of my 3,500 hours of research. The title today is Eugenics Today, Hospitals and Care Facilities are Federally Mandated Killing Fields. Our family entered this fight as a result of Grace's hospital murder. I see my specific call for a time such as this, like Esther and Ezekiel's call to be a watchman, as the backdrop to our family's Genesis 50:20 calling. I've been on hundreds of platforms talking about the evil in the medical industrial complex to wake people up to survive physically by changing their program beliefs. Today, I want to start with the physical and end with the spiritual side of saving lives. On to the title. Think about it. People are too expensive. The planet doesn't have enough resources. If Satan is successful at selling these lies, what we see happening in real time fits like a glove. Long before COVID, even the CDC recognized that medical malpractice was the third leading cause of death. Heart disease was 700,000, cancer 600,000, and medical malpractice 400,000 annual deaths. There is legitimate malpractice, negligence due to human error. What's behind the curtain? The murder of my disabled daughter during COVID woke me up. 1.2 million hospital murders in 39 months. America was number one in hospital deaths during the COVID era, with India, with four times the population, a distant number two with 530,000 deaths. All these deaths can't be malpractice. What's going on? The United States incentivized protocols designed to kill. Why? The ultimate source is the satanic agenda, which was prophesied in Revelation 18:23. The excuse the bureaucrats use is money. People are too expensive. There are 135 million Americans on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the cost is over 50% of the annual federal budget. At an annual cost of $35,000 a person, you can see why the elderly and the disabled were the first and second causes of hospital deaths during COVID. The average COVID incentive was $100,000 paid to hospitals. So there was a three-year payback to the government responsible for the scheme. The plot thickens when you see the Medicare, Medicaid rules were relaxed during COVID, adding 38 million Americans to this bureaucracy. Why? Following the pattern set by the Rockefellers, their pharmaceuticals caused cancer, so they funded the American Cancer Society. The government behind COVID, spoiler alert, America, wanted its citizens to have free medical coverage to give the impression of helping. The reality is beginning to hit us now. Most of these individuals got the bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. There is currently a 24% increase in all-cause mortality of the jabbed. Cancer rates are skyrocketing. What do you think the free medical coverage will do to these people next? Taking a longer view, Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the country's most influential bioethicists and a prime architect of Obamacare, wrote as far back as 1996 that healthcare services provided to individuals who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens are not basic and should not be guaranteed. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, determines the standards of care for the entire country. Doctors and nurses standards of care as their excuse to kill us while being paid to do so. To be fair, some have little idea they are doing the dirty work, blinded by medical programming. To boot, state statutes written long before COVID give legal immunity for following standards of care. I want to be blunt. Standards of care are designed to hasten death, and hastening death is murder. If a person is diagnosed with cancer today and has submitted to the conventional medical system, he sits down with his doctor to discuss the diagnosis. After the initial shock, the doctor only recommends one of three standards of care: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. No real cures are offered other than surgery if caught early enough, despite multiple alternative treatments available. Since the patient is programmed to have medical insurance, his only question becomes, does my insurance cover your treatment? Next, the doctor signs the patient up for a premature death. Chemotherapy offers a whopping 2.1 success rate. I trust you can see the problem. Obviously, I'm shining light on the medical industrial complex and the federal government. Who else is in on it? State government, big business, churches, and controlled opposition. State governments delegate licensing of doctors and nurses to regulatory boards made up of doctors. State legislatures, under the guise of tort reform, have passed laws limiting the liability of those in the medical profession. What other business has liability protection for making mistakes? To be specific, in Wisconsin, the medical examining board, which has 13 members, 10 of whom are physicians, is supposed to protect citizens. Think about this. The serial killers appoint their own judge and jury. Then the legislature creates walled gardens around doctors when they make a mistake, regardless of the cause. Big business is involved in profiting from propaganda at a minimum. Current life insurance applications do not ask if the applicant was jabbed with the COVID bioweapon. With a 24% increase in all-cause mortality, this fact alone would bankrupt the insurance companies. Our fiat currency can pay off anyone willing to play along. The surprising player is the churches, until you see God warned us ahead of time. Watered-down teaching of Romans 13 and 14 facilitates satanic-sponsored agendas like vaccination clinics. Churches taking government grants to close doors out of obedience to a satanic mandate shocked me during the research, and there's much more. Last, controlled opposition seems to be all around us. Newsmax is held out to be a source of truth against the alphabet networks to put our continued trust in man. The medical freedom movement seems to spin just the opposite of real freedom, calling the bioweapon a vaccine and still promoting a vaccine narrative that was never designed to rid us of disease. The top people in the movement state that the problem was not enough testing or regulation. If someone calls the COVID response a failure, watch out. It was an absolute success, not only culling the population, but showing the satanic puppets just how their slaves would react. The truth is stranger than fiction, and it gets worse. Satan needs this evil exposed in the ultimate esoteric Hegelian dialectic play. There's an urgency today, like no time in history, a convergence of evil that's hard to miss. Satan knows his days are numbered, and there's an all-court press to steal souls. What started as eugenics in the early 1900s has become your next today, literally. Revelation 12:9 says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Do we believe Satan is the prince of this world? While most of the country has been lulled to sleep with lower gas prices and politics, Satan does not sleep. What is he up to? In July of 2022, I learned of the Hegelian dialectic method to control us. Shortly thereafter, God showed me that Grace's story could be used for either his glory or to help Satan. How would Satan use her story? Satan needs evil exposed in the esoteric Hegelian dialectic he is orchestrating. What do I mean? The Council on Foreign Relations, the World Economic Forum, and the WHO are front organizations for occult secret societies doing Satan's bidding. I've seen enough of their agenda depopulation documents to label this entire situation as the Antichrist system. The Great Reset is the stated goal of this evil half of Satan, setting up the less evil Angel of Light false prophet system to close the gate on the control grid. Satan has two sides. As evil is exposed, we historically clamor for security and comfort. Think about this pattern in recent history. 9/11 and the pandemic, we received the Patriot Act and the bioweapon vaccine. The Antichrist and false prophet beasts of Revelation 13 keep repeating, setting up the final act in Satan's worldwide deception. Take a step back and you'll see World War I setting up the League of Nations and World War II setting up the United Nations. Satan's esoteric long game is coming to a close, and he is using the Hegelian dialectic as the method to deceive. The Great Reset equals the Antichrist system equals evil equals the problem that creates the goal of chaos, which is the reaction, which creates the solution, the angel of light, the false prophet system, which is order out of chaos, which means the Great Awakening. Both the Great Reset and the Great Awakening are after the same thing, the New World Order. Exposing evil is Satan's goal. Then by creating a belief that we're going to finally get justice for the perpetrators while preying on our desire for security, safety, and comfort, he snaps the final side of the control grid into place. I believe the people in the control grid will have a short period where it appears they made the right choice because of the perceived security and prosperity. The wrong messenger. Remember, this is a bad. And Satan's solutions always lack repentance. God sends a delusion for Christians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12 says, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. The Matrix is a powerful delusion. The Great Reset represents the blue pill, and the Great Awakening represents the red pill of the world matrix, both beasts of Revelation 13 in real time. Both halves have the same goal, the souls of God's creation. There's been an orchestrated unification, giving the illusion of choice, but instead trapping its slaves to depend on government and men for everything. It's time to take the white pill. We're going to play a 5-minute video and then we'll come back to close.
Please come sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole. I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he's expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in God, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain. You were programmed to believe that by taking the red pill, you would escape the Matrix. It is the sense that you have been lied to that has brought you to me. I want to share with you how to truly escape. You've always known that God exists because he put that knowledge into each of us within our souls. We cannot function as we should without loving God and obeying his commands. Life is empty without him, and apart from him, we can do nothing. You knew God existed when you were that scared little boy calling out to him for comfort. You recognized his existence when you escaped that car accident unscathed. You saw God in the eyes of your newborn baby. You've always known. The problem is, you've never given your life to him, Neo. Everything you've done has been about you, your family, your friends. It's never been about fulfilling your purpose on Earth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
God?
Yes, God is everywhere. He is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see him when you look out your window or when you take a walk in the woods. You can feel him when you go to work, when you lose a loved one. He is always there. Satan has designed the matrix of the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You've been lied to your entire life. The American dream, patriotism, the Constitution, money, wars, schools, government, church, spiritualism. All part of Satan's elaborate worldly schemes to lead you away from God. You are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. born into a prison that you cannot smell, taste, or touch. A prison for your mind and soul. Unfortunately, many people don't want the truth. They'll believe they have the power within themselves to right the world, to cure disease, to become enlightened. They're all misled, pursuing knowledge, further enslaving them. They are blind to Satan's dual nature, having men pursue both knowledge and security and comfort. You see, Satan lures men with knowledge, and when that trap leads to chaos, he becomes the angel of light, tempting with safety, security, and comfort. God has only wanted one thing since the beginning, Neo: to love you. Now you have a choice. Time is urgent. This is your last chance. After this, you can't say you were never told. You take the blue pill, and the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe, and live a life of emptiness as you chase worldly pleasures and accolades. You take the red pill and believe you have the truth, that even without God, you believe you're enlightened and can attain glory through your own works. Or you take the white pill. This is the hardest pill to swallow, because it is the end of your selfish pursuits. It means you come to the place of repentance for straying from God, not following his commands, not loving him. You face yourself, finally. You acknowledge that your life means nothing without the creator of the universe in your life. The white pill is the most difficult, but it is also the most rewarding. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Will you follow him?
Please visit Grace's website, OurAmazingGrace.net, for more information and links to all of my research. And finally, our family, our daughter Jess on the left, me in the middle, my wife Cindy, they truly messed with the wrong girl. Thank you.